Thank you. Well, I go home in these. Sure is nice to be in Madison Square Garden here tonight. I think it's been about 5 years. Well, it's been about 5 years since we played in the city proper, so we couldn't be more excited to be here and back in this room. We've had a number of memorable nights here, but I feel like tonight's gonna top them all off. I feel real. You might want to know that through some intense negotiation, we got the curfew pushed back a bit tonight, so... But even with that in place, we ain't got time to fuck around. But that doesn't mean we're not gonna prohibit ourselves from trying to experiment here. They're special to New York City. We're gonna play you one that we wrote and recorded about 12 years ago, and we played it for the first time live maybe a week or two ago, but today was the first day we ever had it sound like this, and that's because we have a help. Of a few crew members who are gonna jump on Stone's side of the ship here. Come on up, guys. This is Fonzie, Venice, and Arif right there. And because it is the truth, the name of this song is called All Night.
Yeah.
Let's move the stage on this one, I dare you.
Thank you. Your friend.
twice tonight. You got the stage moving up here. It's kind of a weird deal. It's like I couldn't wait to feel it again since the last time, 5 years ago? Then it's like mushrooms, and then you start, you do it again, and then you couldn't wait for it to happen again, but then it starts to feel a little bit weird. I'll keep it coming. This is another song off the next record, the inability to not be able to because the jobs aren't in the country to have. This is called unemployable.
Leaving with me, said, "Let me be in love."
to the locks on the chains that he swore everywhere. All the first he was thrilled, then he was stabbed by a faceless man. But hey, he still stands. Thank you. Are you who you are? How about it for the great Matt Cameron on the drum kit there? And here to start this next one off too, this is my McCready on your guitar. Time, oh.
Now we have to look again, maintain home.
like to dedicate this to George Carlin. This one is shot. Thank you. York City, Boom Gaspa.
Boom.
How about Pete Townsend for that song?
Thank you.
Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, Fonzie Thornton right there. Bernice Thomas. And Arif St. Michael. And thanks for letting us do the experiment with you all. A nice way to remember it here. Thanks. Alright, this song is...
We just kind of realized what a New York song that is. Come on, fucking fight.
Oh, so
Well, that's been the Black Circle thing again. New York City has some of the best, longest-lasting record stores in the whole planet. Somebody, about 2 weeks ago, somebody showed me something. It was a credit card. It was on a piece of cardboard, and it was a credit card, and it was maybe from one of the bigger retailers, and I'm sure they sell our records too, but that's how you bought your record. It was like a credit card or a hotel key. That's how you bought your record, and I just don't see how you can hold a hotel key as opposed to like a vinyl record of, let's say, like Born to Run or Tommy or Quadrophenia or The Strokes or... You know, it all has to do with the gatefold, because then you can like take the seeds out of your pot right in the middle, you know? And then... How are you gonna sort your marijuana on a goddamn credit card? I don't know. I think all of us in this whole band, I think we could all like write a whole chapter about what it meant to buy a record and to open it up and to smell the cardboard and to be part of the whole experience, you know? So, you know, a credit card, I don't know what you could write about your first credit card that had a record on it. It's just not romantic. It's like the difference between like, you know, having sex with a real woman or having sex with a piece of plastic, which I'm sure is... might have happened somewhere. Anyways, of all the things, like going back to having records as a kid, and all the things we've been through ever since, good times, bad times, some of the bad times are, you know, going back to Denmark all real hard, and to be here tonight has been a great tour. We've had such good response from all these people coming to see. And if you think back to your lowest points, you know, your lowest points, to think that this was ahead as long as you can hang on, it means the world to us. And we thank you so much. I really mean it.
Life is there. Life is there. I'm never going back again. I've tasted a life.
Yeah.
Well, goddamn it, New York, you sure have done your part. We sure appreciate it. Thank you so much. No problem, buddy. You know, we ain't got no record to promote, or we just want to come and maybe have a good time in the summer in New York and. If you think about it, we probably could do it without you, and some little tiny, we could just play with ourselves. Or play to ourselves, but I guess that would just be practice. But because of your involvement, it turns it into this thing, and it just makes a guy feel real, real good. I speak for the whole band on that. Speaking of guys who would like to, we'd like him to feel better, but right now he's going through a rough time. There's a soldier that I've gotten to know over the last year. His name's Thomas Young, and he's an Iraqi veteran that came back in a wheelchair and pretty messed up. But he's taught me a lot. He's also instilled in me a sense of urgency that, you know, when you look at the people this it affects, and their families, and how it affects them, and the money, the taxpayers' money that's, I mean, we have to do something to stop the bleeding. And I guess voting is one thing, but there's going to be no easy way to end this war. I think the thing to remember is, since there's no easy way to end wars, you just better not let them fucking start them ever again. So we got a chance to raise our voice here in November, but after that we're just gonna have to keep singing and have to keep singing loud and make sure that they hear us and they do things for our benefit, because that's what it says in the Constitution, that we have the right and the responsibility to make sure that they know that they work for us. I speak for a man who gave for this land, took a bullet in the back for his pain. Spilled his blood in the dirt and the dust. He's come back to stay. What he has seen, it's hard to believe. He does not even just pray. Oh, he asks of us to stand and we must in this war. We're saying, oh, we're all home.
No more innocence dying. No more terrorizing. No more evangelizing. No more eulogizing. No more presents dying.
Thanks for sharing your feelings on that.
She lived on a curve in the road. In a gold tar paper shack. On the south side of the town. On the wrong side of the track. Sometimes we're away in the town. We say, Mother, can we stop and give her a ride? Down, saw some skid marks and far around. over the curb, through the fields, into the house of Mary. And what you feel most can meet you by. Yeah.
fortunate when we played here to play with some incredible musicians and incredible people. Ben Harper, if I remember right. The Buzzcocks. Slater Kinney. And tonight, no exception. Very fortunate to have with us, what an honor, Ted Leo and the Pharmacist. Sometimes the universe is all not correct. We know this, and sometimes you can do things to try to fix it, you know, flux capacitors and those kind of things. Brent. But this ain't gonna fix it, but you know, the Ramones never played here, if I'm correct. But there's a guy called C.J. Ramone, and he's gonna play here with us tonight. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. C.J. Ramone.
Bye.
I'd like to thank the people in the back. I'd like to thank the people in the back. Right field. Left field. Infield. I'd like to thank God, who I don't believe in, for giving me this word. Not kicking us out yet.
There's too much confusion.
Unbelievable. What a night. Thank you so much. We'll see you again soon. Cheers. Cheers. Thanks to our crew. Thanks to Ted Leo. Thanks to April Cameron. Cheers, peace. Good night, goodbye.
I feel like I suck. Will we be surrounded by bigger dudes?